Exhaust? We use for an exhaust?
If you had a real big one on that side, what would you call it?
I don't know what you would call a little factory. The only thing on the factory, I know be on the factory would be an exhaust if it, you know, that chimney, because that's the only thing it'd be used for.
Would you call it a chimney factory?
Yes, I would.
And, do you know any old-fashioned names for those things you have in your bedroom that have drawers in them?
No, nothing but a chest of drawer. That's the only thing, a chest of drawer. A bureau, I don't know what it is, though. I hear people say the name of bureau drawer, so I guess that would be the same.
And did you ever hear of a kind of place where you might have a different kitchen for the summer and the winter time?
Kitchen? A kitchen?
Would it always be the same one?
Always the same one.
And what do you call the place in town where a bachelor might take his shirts to get them clean or washed?
The laundry.
And did you ever have anything you do special on Tuesday like you did on Monday?
Oh, I do part of my laundry on Monday. I wash it and I do the pressing on Tuesday.
And what would you say a barn is used for? What do you think of when you think of a barn?
The store feed for animals or animals themselves.
And what about hay?
Feed is hay, or corn, grain, and hay.
Well, you could store it, where do you store that in the barn?
In the loft that's overhead.
Right. Is there anywhere else you could store it? If your loft filled up?
Well, you call it a crib on the sides that of the barn.
You could store hay there?
Mm-hmm.
And would you ever have a special shelter, you know, built maybe out in the field or near a barn or something, for the cows just to get under if it was raining?
Yes, you would call it a shed.
It'd be a shed too.
Right.
And if a man lets his farm just get real run down and doesn't take care of it at all, you know, it was all just dilapidated and falling in, you'd say, well, I really don't know, but he just
let his land go ruined.
Well, if he just doesn't seem to care, you'd say what?
He just doesn't care about it.
And if I asked you something that you weren't positive about, you'd say, well,
not sure.
So how'd you say that?
Well, I'm not sure.
And if you've been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say that you've been thinking?
I've been thinking hard about it.
And what would you say if there was some man who's just doing something crazy all the time? You'd say, well, what? Him do it.
What is the old man doing?
That kind of thing. So you say, what? Him do it.
What he's doing.
Or would you ever say, what make him do it, something like that? How'd you say that?
What makes him do it?
Is that something you use?
If he did something, I think he shouldn't do it, and I say, yeah. I would say, if I would say it, I said, I wonder what makes him do that.
And if there was some kind of murderer going around, but the people weren't positive that he was the person, but it was suspected, you'd say, and I said, now, is he the killer? You'd say, well, what?
He may be. He could be.
And I'd say, well, why do you think that? You'd say.
Well, I'd say he looked suspicious if I thought he did.
Well, all right.